Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Some patients who present for healthcare have symptoms that have no clear medical cause. These are called somatic symptoms, and a variety of treatments have been tried for them. A team of Cochrane researchers have looked into the evidence for drug treatments, and the lead author, Maria Kleinstauber, from Philipps University in Marburg, Germany, describes the findings of their review, which was published in November 2014.
Around 6 in every 100 people have what is called a somatoform disorder, in which they are affected by long-term physical symptoms that have no clear medical cause. Patients suffering from somatoform disorders are usually severely distressed and impaired in their everyday life. And this group of disorders is associated with excessive treatment and healthcare costs. Both pharmacologic and non-pharmacologic interventions have been tried as treatments, and our Cochrane review focuses on the research into pharmacological interventions that might reduce the severity of somatic symptoms. These drugs might also help with symptom-associated problems such as anxiety, depression, and poor quality of life. We agreed on 26 studies with almost 2,200 participants for the review. These had given the treatments for between 2 and 12 weeks, and patient follow-up was also fairly short. This means that the included studies only allow conclusions about the short-term efficacy of the interventions. None of them included long-term follow-up assessments. Most of the studies tested antidepressants, such as tricyclic antidepressants or new generation antidepressants, including the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, noradrenaline reuptake inhibitors, serotonin, norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, noradrenergic and specific serotonergic antidepressants, serotonin antagonists and reuptake inhibitors, and tetracyclic antidepressants. Three studies looked at natural products such as St. John's Wort. One study assessed the efficacy of an antipsychotic, and three studies examined a combination of an antidepressant and an antipsychotic. Although in total we had a fairly high number of included studies in the review, each comparison was only able to include a small number of studies, and the studies were generally of low or very low quality, so our findings have to be interpreted carefully. Some of the treatments seemed to work, while the evidence for others was more uncertain or too weak to detect their effects, beneficial or harmful. For example, new generation antidepressants showed a moderate efficacy in reducing the severity of the somatic symptoms, depression, and functional impairment, while different classes of antidepressants seem not to differ in their efficacy. Natural products also appear to be effective in reducing the severity of somatic symptoms and depression, and were effective in treating anxiety in the context of somatoform disorders. There was also some evidence that the combined treatment of an antidepressant and an antipsychotic is more effective than an antidepressant alone. On the downside, the number of people stopping the treatment due to side effects was high in the studies on antidepressants, although it was low in the studies on natural products. For the future, trials need to be done on the effects of medications other than antidepressants, and where antidepressants are studied, they should be compared more thoroughly and examined in larger samples of patients for longer periods of time. In general, future research should not only have a look at the somatic symptoms, but also at associated problems such as depression and anxiety symptoms and functional impairment.
Details of all 26 studies in Maria's review and much more about the results of their analyses can be found in the full review. To find it, go to cochranelibrary.com and search for somatoform disorders.